We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. A great battle here tonight. We look forward to this one every year as it's Sydney and Unitigo here tonight. We'll have them back-to-back nights. Tonight is the boys' contest here from Unitigo High. Tomorrow night, right back here at Unitigo, we'll have the girls' matchup between Sydney and Unitigo. And these are games that mean a lot in the MAC standings for all of these teams. Unitigo boys trying to get that way up towards the fourth position, which would help them try to get back into the final four here of the MAC, as the playoffs will be starting very soon. The Sydney boys are in a great position here with only one loss in the league, trying to control their own destiny and make it into that top four. They are one of the top teams in the MAC right now, as well as Delhi and Green. So a lot on the line here tonight. It's going to be a fun game. I think you can throw out the records most of the time when it comes to Unitigo and Sydney. Always a good grudge match rivalry between these two schools, which are pretty friendly. You see the guys, you know, doing the high fives, doing the hugs before the games. But when the lights are on and the clock is running, these guys are sworn enemies out on the floor, that's for sure. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for Unitigo and Sydney boys action here in the MAC tonight from Unitigo High School. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We always appreciate our listeners joining us on the web stream, courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. And, of course, we archive all these games that we do, and we've done quite a few already. I was counting them up And by the end of this week, we will have done over 20 games so far this season, and the playoffs are still to come. So a lot of fun left here this season on WCDO Sports. Thanks for joining us. You can go back anytime and listen to these games. I think it's a real nice thing that the kids can go back and listen after they play. Parents, maybe grandparents that didn't get a chance to listen. Of course, that is all on the website, WCDOsports.com, as well as this week's podcast. We update it every Tuesday. Just put a fresh one up there about 2 hours ago. Has a great breakdown of what these teams need to do to get into the MAC playoffs right now. As we talked about before we went to the break here on our pregame show, that it's a real logjam. There's a lot of teams that are fighting for those top four spots, whether it be on the boys' side or the girls' side. So certainly a lot of fun and interesting action. Make sure you check out the WCDO Sports Podcast. It's up there on our website, and it's brought to you by Volkswagen of Oneonta. You can visit them online, VWOneonta.com, or on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta. Just a quick update, the Sydney Boys JV wins the JV contest here tonight over Unitego 69-25. Folks, let me tell you, this Sydney Boys JV team is going to be a lot of fun to watch in the future. When they get up with some of these underclassmen that are already on varsity, they just have a way of playing the game that a lot of folks will love to see. Good passing, good athleticism, good shooting. It's going to be a fun couple of years, and you go all the way down to the modified program in Sydney. I had a chance to watch them over the weekend, and they look really strong. So I think the future is bright for Sydney basketball. You know, it has such a rich tradition already that, you know, it's exciting to see good teams year after year. But I don't know. I think this JV team could be something special. I really do. As every time I've seen them so far this year, they've played very, very well. And, you know, I think it's going to be fun to see them be challenged down the stretch as well on the JV schedule. But right here tonight, this is what we are focusing on, a varsity matchup tonight between Unitego and Sydney. Sydney only with one loss in the league, and they're playing some very good basketball right now. They're the only team in our area to knock off Delhi. Delhi is state-ranked in Class D on both the boys' and the girls' side, and Sydney had to go over there last week. They were able to knock them off. Nick Mino had an excellent night leading Sydney to that victory. Very tough on the road. He went 12-for-12 from the foul line. And get this, including 10-for-10 in the fourth quarter. For some reason, they continued to foul him. He got to go to the line, and he made all those foul shots, and that really was the difference in that contest. And we know how tough Delhi can be. We saw them here a few weeks ago come back and defeat Unitego after being down by 10 points. We know that Delhi is a team that just doesn't give up and does not go away. And boy, it's going to be a lot of fun in the Final Four of the MAC playoffs to see what Delhi brings to the table, because they're a team that just won't go away no matter how far they are down. Speaking of which, Unitego comes in off two straight, very, very tough losses. It's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back here tonight. They had Harpersville on their home floor here last week, had a good sizable lead. Harpersville and Devin Dean came back in the second half, and Harpersville got out of here with a one-point victory, 60-59. Fast forward to last Friday. Unitego's got to go on the road to take on a very tough Green Trojans team. Green only with one loss so far on the season in the MAC, and that was to Delhi. Unitego again has a lead in that game. Tanner Winchester scores a career-high 33 points. Green is able to come back, force overtime. Unitego falls on the road 60-57. So there's two heartbreaking losses, and Unitego was right around that fourth, fifth spot, outside looking into the playoffs. Then they suffer those two losses, so they are going to have to get every win they can down the stretch and continue to get ready for sectionals as well. Those were two really tough losses, but that just shows you. Right now in the MAC, you just don't know what you're going to get. You look at a team like Harpersville, we've seen them all over the map this season. We've seen them lose pretty handily at times. We've also seen them give Sydney a huge run. Sydney only beat them by three, and then they come into Unitego and pull off a huge win. I mean, between Devin Dean and Peyton Dean down low, Harpersville's a really tough club. So you really have to watch out for everybody. Sydney's got a tough one here tonight against Unitego. It doesn't get any easier. In a game we'll do here on CDO on Friday night, they have to host the BG Boys. And I know the Bobcats are here tonight getting a sneak peek at Sydney as they're sitting up in the stands across the gym here. And that's going to be a tough game. BG, you know, started off the season looking like they needed some sort of identity. I think they found it. Greg Warren has done a great job with that club, and they are doing very well right now. They're roaring, I would say. And I think they're going to give Sydney a great run on Friday in a game we'll have here on CDO from Sydney High School. But focusing on this game for a second, I always think you can throw out the records when it's Sydney and Unitico. It's just that close Route 7 rivalry. All the kids know each other. We talked about it before, that they're all friends off the court, hang out, have grown up together playing football and basketball and baseball and softball, and so they all know each other. But when the game time comes, they are certainly trying their best because they want the local bragging rights. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the national anthem as well as the starting lineups, and we'll tip off here tonight boys action between Sydney and Unitego, live from Unitego High School. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on CDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24-7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on CDO as we get set for Unitego in Sydney. Let's run through the starters first here for the Sydney boys. A senior wearing number 2, Nick Mino. A sophomore wearing number 12, Alex Hoskins. A senior wearing number 14, Wyatt McKee. A junior number 22, Zach Green. And a senior number 33, Trey Larson. Mike Brzee, head coach for Sydney. Unitego, coached by Cal Locke. A junior number 12, Kyle Spaulding. A senior number 20, Tanner Winchester. A junior number 22, Braden Beadle. A freshman, number 24, Dean Reed. And a junior wearing number 32, Derek Beams. We are all set here. Sydney will go left to right. Unitego right to left. Sydney in the maroon and the white here on the road. Says Sydney across the chest in white lettering. Unitego in the home whites with the green trim. Says Spartans across the chest there. Wyatt McKee will win the opening tip. We're underway, and Sydney going left to right has the ball with Nick Mino. Mino to Green. They get it to Wyatt McKee. Back to Mino in the corner for Alex Hoskins. Hoskins now inside for Trey Larson, up and good. And Sydney gets their first 2 points of the night. They lead 2-0. Unitego up the floor going right to left. And here is Winchester, left side crossover move. Dribbles in, thought about a shot, kicks it back out, top of the key, and a three ball will go down for Kyle Spaulding. And Unitigo takes their first lead of the night, 3-2 on their first possession. 7:15 to go, first quarter, Unitigo ahead 3-2. Mino with the ball up the floor. Looks like pretty much a 1-2-2 here for Unitigo. And Sydney will work it around to the far side for Green. Down low for Hoskins, up off the glass, no good. McKee, a big rebound. He puts it up. That can't fall. And Larson with a rebound. Sydney kicks it out. Mino for three, right side off the front rim. Ball on the floor at the foul line. Sydney picks it up again with a fresh shot clock here. Here's Mino for Sydney, going left to right in the maroons and the white. Zach Green gets the pass from Mino, but he went over the backcourt line. And we'll have a whistle. Possession will go back here to Unitigo. They lead 3-2 with 6:44 to go first quarter. They have the ball at half court on the far side. They'll inbound the ball to Jared Jones. He's into the game now for Unitigo. Jones to the left side, a little dribble drive, man-to-man here for Sydney. Jones to the left side for Tanner Winchester. Outside the three-point line for Unitigo. Dribble drive, top of the key to the foul line now. Drives to the hoop, puts this one up, off the mark, no good. Sydney with the rebound and Wyatt McKee. Outlet pass to Nick Mino down the left side, and Mino was closely guarded here as he brought it over half court there by Braden Beadle. Mino looking to work it around, floats it across the zone to the far side for Trey Larson. Pump fakes on the three to the foul line for Green. Now for Mino, left corner. So we come up on 6:05 to go first quarter. Unitigo ahead 3-2. Boys action here tonight. Here's Trey Larson for three. Right baseline, no good. Unitigo with the rebound. They try a long outlet pass there from Jones. Was looking for Beadle, but it was too tall for him. And out of bounds on the far end of the floor. Possession back to Sydney. 5:50 to go first quarter. And Unitigo on their home floor ahead 3-2 in boys action here tonight. Here's the energy for this Sydney team. Nick Mino passes one into the corner for Hoskins. Back up to Mino. They reverse to the left side as Sydney goes left to right. Back across. Skip pass for Mino. Dribble drive into the paint for McKee. Off the glass. Too hard. No good. Rebound for Unitigo. And Winchester pulls that one down off the rim. Winchester shoots a three right side. It's good. Tanner Winchester hits a three-pointer. Unitigo has 6 points. A three by Kyle Spaulding and a three by Tanner Winchester. And it's 6-2. Unitigo on top with 5:10 to go first quarter. Here's Zach Green with a bounce pass for Mino, left side. Floats it across for Green. He shoots for three. This one off the back rim, no good. Ball can't sneak out of bounds. It's a good save there on the rebound by Hoskins. Now for Mino. He's in the paint. Up and good. He came in from that left side, let the floater go, and Nick Mino gets his first 2 points of the night for Sydney, and it's 6-4. Here's Tanner Winchester back the other way. Drives all the way to the hole. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. Just died up there on the rim, but he's fouled, and he will go to the line. First foul on the night on either team. And Winchester will go to the line. He's the leading scorer for this Unitigo team. And a real fun player to watch as the foul there is on Alex Hoskins. Winchester to the line. First one is up and good. He now has 4. Unitigo leads 7-4. 4:45 to go first quarter over visiting Sydney here tonight. Winchester to the line. Second chance is up and good. Winchester a very good foul shooter. And Unitigo up by 4, 8-4. First quarter, 4:40 to go. Sydney with the ball. They get it to the high post to Wyatt McKee. Now back out to Zach Green, to Nick Mino, right side for Trey Larson. Skips the zone. Again, a high pass for Green. He buries the three. Zach Green for Sydney from downtown. And it's Unitigo 8 and Sydney 7 with 4:20 to go. First quarter, Winchester bringing the ball up the floor. Crosses the Spartan logo at half court. To the left side here, looking for Kyle Spaulding. And back up for Braden Beadle, top of the key. He drives left side, and he'll travel. Turnover for Unitigo. He got sandwiched in between two Sydney defenders who were pinching together. And he tried to step through, took that extra step. And the turnover goes back to Sydney. They lead, or trail, excuse me, 8-7 here on the road against Unitigo. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Ball on the floor, scooped up here by Sydney. Mino to Hoskins and back to Mino. Again, they skip the zone to Zach Green for Wyatt McKee, top of the key. Now back out for Mino. He tries from downtown and it's good. Nick Mino from the left side. He has 5 for Sydney. And the Warriors lead 10-8 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Jared Jones bringing the ball up here, the 6'1" senior for Unitigo. Drops it off for Beadle. He goes to the 10. He's blocked away there by Sydney's Wyatt McKee, and the Warriors come down with the ball. 3:25 to go, first quarter. And Sydney with the ball. They lead 10-8. And here is Nick Mino, the point guard and the leader here for this Sydney squad. Far side for Trey Larson. Skips it back across. Mino for three again. This one off the far rim. No good. That one was just a little too strong. Unitigo will bring it up with 3:10 to go, first quarter. And here is Jones. Jones with a dribble drive floater off the glass. Too hard. And again, McKee just outmanning everybody in there. Rips down the rebound. Outlet pass to Mino. 2:55 to go, first quarter. Here's Mino. Floats a pass across for Larson. He skips it back to Mino. They are moving the ball well against this zone here for Unitigo. Here's Larson left side as the Spartans play this zone defense. Mino drives in, back out for Green. Tries another three. This one is short. Hoskins the rebound. Oh, he missed the chippy inside. But again, Sydney pulls down the rebound. Mino back door. Hoskins tries again. This time he puts it home. Can't give Alex Hoskins that second chance. He gets it. And Sydney leads 12-8. 2:25 to go, first quarter. Here's Winchester, left side, pump fakes. Back out now for Kyle Spaulding. He drives to the 10. This one off the bank and good. Kyle Spaulding now with 5 points. Winchester with 5. That gives Unitigo 10. And they trail by 2, 12-10. 2:05 to go, first quarter. Here's Sydney going left to right. To the foul line for McKee. Back out for Mino, right side, outside the three-point line. Again, skips it over the zone for Green. His shot is off the mark, no good. McKee a rebound. Pump fakes up and good. Just gave that little pump fake out the defense in the air. And Wyatt McKee, his first 2 points of the night. And Sydney with a 14-10 lead. First quarter with 1:40 to go. Here's Winchester, a little 360 to the hole. It's good. Beautiful move there by Winchester down the right side. Just spinning into the lane, and he gets the finger roll to go. 14-12 to score. 1:25 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top by 2. Trey Larson from downtown, no good. Rebound for Beams of Unitigo. Quickly outlets to Winchester. Unitigo in the white and green. Down the right side for Winchester. He shoots from three-point land, no good. Sydney with the rebound. Here comes Mino with some speed, trying to go coast to coast. Picks up his dribble. Floats the ball over the zone to Larson, far side for Hoskins. As we're down to a minute to go, first quarter, it's a two-point ball game. Mino for three for Sydney. He got it. Nick Mino from downtown, he's got 8. And Sydney leads 17-12 now with 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Nick Mino with a game-high 8 points for Sydney. Unitigo back the other way from downtown. Braden Beadle in the left corner baseline. Got a quick pass from Winchester, puts it home. Right back to a two-point ball game. Sydney leads 17-15. As we come up on 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Steal for Unitigo. Ball is on the floor. It's scooped up by Zach Green. And Sydney will get it back the other way. And here is Nick Mino. Down the floor with 20 seconds to go in this first quarter. And to the far side for Alex Hoskins. We'll have a whistle. 18 seconds to go in this first quarter. And it just looks like a little confusion here with the possession arrow. And the Zebra crew actually just wanted to get that straightened out, so they called their own personal timeout there, and now we're back underway. Good catch there by the officiating crew. If that's truly what it was all about, he just wanted to make sure about the possession arrow. So we're down to 10 seconds in the quarter. Here is Trey Larson back over to Zach Green. Left side, shoots it up. This one no good. Ball on the floor, out of bounds, and it's going to go right back here to Unitigo. Only 1 second left in the quarter, though. Winchester with the ball. We'll see if they're able to get off maybe a half-court shot or if they'll just get it in and let the time go. Winchester will get the inbounds on that far side. Unitigo making a quick substitution here to get Jared Smith into the game. They get it to Beams at half-court. He lets one go. It's no good. That'll do it for the first quarter. 17-15. Sydney on top by 2. Boys action. Second quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
When When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on CDO as we get set for the second quarter. Unitigo with the ball. They work it down low to Winchester. It's up and in. Fans love the reverse layup there from Tanner Winchester. He's got 9. He found a hole on the baseline and got it to go, and we're tied at 17. As we start the second quarter here between Sydney and Unitigo in boys action tonight in the MAC. Here's Hoskins up top for Green. Bounce pass for McKee. Now down to Mino for Trey Larson. Again, they skip the top of that zone. Over for Hoskins. Left baseline. No good. McKee rips down the rebound. Tries to go up, and he's fouled. And Wyatt McKee will go to the line. It's been a clean game so far. Only one foul on Sydney. And this will be the first foul of the night here on Unitigo. Just got a fresh update, folks. You're going to want to stay tuned at halftime. I have the most up-to-date MAC standings here for you, for the boys. So we'll talk about that at halftime as McKee misses the first free throw. And checking into the game now is Dean Reed for Unitigo as Derek Beams comes to the bench to get a quick breather. So we have the most up-to-date records and the standings, as it's getting to be that time of year, as we need to know what the standings are heading into the MAC playoffs for the boys. McKee misses the second foul shot as well, so we remain tied at 17. Here's Winchester down the left side. Pulls into the paint. Shot is blocked there by Hoskins. Good block there by Sydney. And back the other way comes Mino as Alex Hoskins just stuck with Winchester. Played good D. Now they go back the other way. Winchester returns the favor and picks his pocket. And here comes Unitigo going right to left in the home whites and the green. Left side, three ball there for Jared Smith is off the mark and out of bounds. Back the other way for Sydney. So an early possession there for Unitigo. They got a bucket with Winchester, and since then teams have traded possessions, nobody able to score. Tied at 17, 6:35 to go, second quarter. Here's Nick Mino for Sydney down the right side in the maroon and the white tonight here for Sydney on the road. Far corner for Zach Green, again from downtown. This one off the rim, no good. Rattled out. McKee the rebound. Pulled it down, couldn't get the right-handed rebound to go. This time for Trey Larson. He pulls it down, up and good. Larson now with 4. And Sydney back to a 19-17 lead with 6:10 to go. Second quarter, Winchester to the hole, puts it up, couldn't get it to go. But he's fouled on the play. And we're seeing Tanner Winchester be a little more aggressive than I've seen him the last few times that we've seen him play here on CDO. We've seen some teams come up with some great gimmick defenses. I thought Walton and Delhi really tried to keep him in check. He still got his points, and so he'll get his points here. He's in double figures. He's got 10 now as he makes the first free throw. But tonight, much more aggressive and trying to get to the hole to get those fouls. And he's very athletic, and he's able to do some of those up-and-under shots and get to the rim and finish. So back to a one-point ball game, 19-18 the score. Winchester trying to tie it up, and this one rattles out. McKee rips down the rebound. So Winchester 3-for-4 from the line here. Sydney leads 19-18 with 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's Zach Green, top of the key, looking to pass into the high post here for McKee. From Green, his shot off the mark, no good. Ripped down here by Unitigo. They try the outlet pass here to Braden Beadle. He misses the left-handed layup, and McKee, another big rebound here for Sydney. And an outlet pass to Green, and now they'll get the ball safely to Mino. Mino back to Green. Good ball movement so far tonight here by Sydney. They lead 19-18. with 5.5 minutes to go, second quarter, stolen away here by Unitigo. Jared Smith down the right side, drives to the hole, but he's fouled there by Zach Green. This foul will be on the floor, and this will be the third team foul here on Sydney. Only one team foul so far on Unitigo. So 5.5 minutes to go, second quarter. And it's Sydney 19 and Unitigo 18. Boys MAC basketball action here tonight on CDO, live from Unitigo High School. Winchester gets it in. Passes up top here for Dawson Wilsey. Dawson Wilsey back to Winchester. Dribble drive left side at the elbow to the hole. This time he gets it to go. And one here for Tanner Winchester. He's got 12. So Winchester this time just found that seam, was able to rip right down the left side. And he got the layup to go. And Unitigo leads 20-19. Can he make it a three-point play? Winchester to the line. This one off the back rim, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor. Unitigo comes away. Jared Smith with the shot, no good. Another rebound here for Unitigo, but a travel is called on Dean Reed, and the ball is going to go right back to Sydney. So a one-point lead here for Unitigo now with 5:12 to go, second quarter. As checking into the game now will be Trevor Dutton here for Sydney. 5:12 to go, second quarter. Sydney, in the meantime, will take a timeout. So will we. We'll step away for 30. Unitigo leads 20-19. I'm Nate Lowell. Stay tuned for more here on CDO Sports.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 5:05 to go, second quarter, and the Unitigo boys lead Sydney 20-19. Sydney trying to retake the lead on a layup here by Alex Hoskins. No good. Unitigo looking to push, though, as Winchester gets the rebound. Ahead for Braden Beadle. He can't finish on the left-handed layup. Back the other way for Sydney. And here comes Zach Green as Sydney goes left to right. Passes far side for Mino. Mino trying to go back door there for Alex Hoskins. Picked off there by Unitigo. Here comes Winchester as they're in the white and the green here tonight. Going right to left. Winchester tries to pull up on the baseline. And it's ripped away there by Sydney. Good defense once again there by Hoskins. Here's Mino outside the three-point line looking for Hoskins. A little give and go back to Mino. As Unitigo's going to bring some guys off the bench here, the starters, to get back in. Here's Trevor Dutton for Sydney. His three-pointer from the right side is no good. And a rebound for Dawson Wilsey. And the outlet pass to Winchester, who is pretty much assuming the point guard role here tonight for Unitigo. 4:05 to go, second quarter. Winchester to the hole. Left-handed layup is good. Another acrobatic shot. Don't know how he got it to go. And Unitigo leads 22-19 with 3:55 to go, second quarter. And this is the most aggressive I think we've seen Winchester so far this year. Into the corner for Dutton. Now for Trey Larson. Stripped away there by Dawson Wilsey. Ahead for Braden Beadle. But Mino is right back for Sydney to take it right back. Mino up the floor. Skips one across for Zach Green. Thought about a deep three. Pulled it down for Hoskins instead. And Sydney trails 22-19. They get it for Trey Larson from the foul line. Off the mark, no good. Rebound Hoskins of Sydney. Back out for Green. His three is good. Zach Green, his second three of the night. He's got 6 points. We're knotted up at 22 with 3:15 to go, second quarter. Here's Winchester with the ball in front of the Unitigo student section far side. Now back to the left side here as Unitigo goes right to left. For Dawson Wilsey, goes baseline to the hole. Blocked away there by Hoskins again. Sydney tries to run the floor here with Dutton. And Dutton put on the brakes, but he slipped on the floor, causing him to travel. And the layup is no good. Possession right back here to Unitigo. With 3:02 to go, second quarter, we're tied at 22. Sydney bringing some full-court man-to-man pressure, it looks like, here, as they're going to try to get in Winchester's face a little more, as well as the other Unitigo guards. Now they'll back off a little bit here as Jared Jones will bring it up the floor for Unitigo. Jones to the right side, top of the key. Now to the foul line, pulls up, shot off the mark, no good. Ball on the floor. Mino scoops it up here for Sydney. Runs and guns down the left side for Mino. Stops, back out for Trey Larson. Floater pass across for Green. Three ball off the front of the rim and a rebound for Unitigo. Jared Jones with the loose change. Gets it to half court down the right wing. Into the corner for Beadle. He drives. He tries to go up, but he is going to travel. Beadle is looking for the contact there as he went up and wasn't able to get it from the Zebra crew here. Instead, they call him for the travel as, again, he tried to sandwich his way through two defenders. Wasn't going to work. And Sydney with the ball. We're tied at 22. Halftime coming up. 2:20 to go before halftime. Here's Mino to the left side. Floats one across for Green. Bounce pass to Larson. Back out for Hoskins from downtown. Left side, no good. Dutton with the rebound. His layup is no good. Ball on the floor, and Sydney comes away. Fresh shot clock to work with as well. Mino gets it high post for Larson. Zips one out here for Dutton. Pulls up, jumper off the mark, no good. And a rebound here to Unitigo, and a foul here on Hoskins. I believe this is going to be his second for a hold, as he got tied up there with Jared Jones. Second foul called tonight here on Alex Hoskins. 1:55 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 22. Unitigo with the ball going right to left. And they'll get it outside to Beadle. He tries to go to Jones across the floor. Jones pulls up for three right side. That one was short. Follows his shot and then travels. Great effort there by Jones, and the right idea to follow the shot. When he got to it, I think he was trying to decide in his head between going to the hoop or pulling up for the jumper. He shuffled the feet, possession back to Sydney. Some nerves in this game I've seen on both sides, but we're tied at 22. Minute and a half to go before the halftime break. And here is Hoskins outside the three-point line, back up for Mino and across for Green. They're trying to work at high post to Larson, back out for Dutton. Little give and go back to Larson. He bulls his way to the hoop and he's fouled. Couldn't get the layup to go, but Trey Larson will go to the line. He's got 4 points tonight, trying to add to it here. And it looks like Anthony Ruling will check into the game here for Sydney. 1:20 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 22. Live here tonight from Unitigo High School. First shot is up for Trey Larson and good. So Larson has five. So Nick Mino leads Sydney with 8 points, and Tanner Winchester leads Unitigo with 14. So Mino with 8 for Sydney, Winchester with 14 for Unitigo. Second shot for Larson from the line. Shooter's roll. He gets it, and he's got 6 points now. And Sydney leads 24-22. Winchester right into the paint. Has to scoop a pass down low to Beams. He tries to go up off the glass. Too hard, no good. Sydney with the rebound. Mino will walk it up the floor to half court, across for Green, left side, now for Ruling, so, thought about a three, pulls it back in, now for Mino, a deep three here off the front rim for Sydney. Unitigo with the rebound, and Jared Smith will bring it forward to Kyle Spaulding and back out to Winchester. Winchester right side as Unitigo goes right to left, and now we're going to have a traveling call on Tanner Winchester. Tried to go down low to post it up and then took the extra step to try to make a pass. Back out to Kyle Spaulding, and they got him there. So 45 seconds to go before the half. Sydney with the ball, and the maroon and white going left to right. They lead 24-22. Here's Mino, thought about a three. Instead for Dutton, he goes from downtown in the corner. Right side, no good. Rebound, caroms off a couple of players there. Goes out of bounds, and they will call it to Unitigo. And Cal Locke and Unitigo want a timeout in the meantime. 31 seconds to go before the half. We'll step away for 30. Sydney leads by two. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO Sports.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Seconds to go before the half. And it's Sydney 24, Unitigo 22, Winchester with the ball, left side here for the Unitigo Spartans. They bring it into their own offensive end of the floor. Looks like they might try to play for the last shot here. Shot clock is off, 15 to go. Winchester now for Spaulding. pulls up at the foul line. Shot rims out, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams fighting for it. Spalding comes down with it, gets it for Beams, and then Beams is fouled with 4 seconds to go by Zach Green. That was tough because Beams and Green were both just going for the ball there. It looked like maybe they were going to call a jump ball, but instead they get Green for the foul. So five team fouls here for Sydney, two on Unitigo, and we'll see if Unitigo inbounding on the right side in front of the student section, just outside the three-point line here, will have a chance to get one off. We'll see if Winchester can get himself free and get a shot off at the buzzer. 4 seconds, some time to get it in and get yourself set. Run a little stack inbounds play. They'll get it in here to Beadle. He's going to have to drive to the hoop, throws it up and in. Braden Beadle with a shot at the buzzer, and that ties things up 24-24. Great play there by Unitigo. Ran a little stack play on that far side, and Beadle just got the ball top of the key and was able to drive and put it home. So at halftime, boy, not much has been decided here besides that it's a close ball game. We're tied at 24. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Of course, Marabito Energy Products delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. At the half, Sydney and Unitigo boys tied at 24. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Marabito keep life affordable. Marabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. We're tied at the half between Sydney and Unitigo boys, 24-24. Welcome into our halftime show brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Before we go through our scoring summary from the first half, I just want to say some great student pride here tonight on both sides. All the Unitigo student section wearing white. They're calling it the white out here tonight, really supporting their guys. And the Sydney girls team coming up on their side. They've all got painted T-shirts here tonight with different slogans saying, "Go Sydney, go Warriors." So both schools really coming out with the pride here tonight. Trying to support their teams, and we'll be right back here tomorrow night for the girls' matchup between Sydney and Unitigo. So it's always a fun week when you get these rivalries up and down Route 7. A lot of fun for sure. So as I said, 24-24 at the half. After the first quarter, it was a 17-15 lead for Sydney. So really, it's been back and forth the whole time. Let's quickly go through the scoring summary for Sydney. They are led by Nick Minos, team-high 8 points. Alex Hoskins has two. Wyatt McKee has two. Zach Green has 6 points off 2 3-pointers. And Trey Larson has 6 points. And that's the scoring summary there for Sydney. On the other side for Unitigo, they are led by 14 points from Tanner Winchester. That's a game high. 5 from Kyle Spaulding and 5 from Braden Beadle. So just 3 guys scoring the 24 points in the first half here for Unitigo. That gives us our 24-24 score. All right. I was able to get my hands on some updated standings here, courtesy of BG Athletic Director Greg Warren, who does all the stats for the league, so a huge thank you to him. Excited to see his guys on Friday up in Sydney. And this is up to the date, so this is going into tonight's contest, where everybody is for the boys' max standings right now. So let's take a look here. Sydney comes in tonight at 7-1 in first place. Their only loss was to Green. That was their second league contest. So they have won 6 straight games here in the MAC, and they will finish up here tonight at Unitigo. They're home against BG, and then they're on the road against Oxford. So right now, Sydney's in first place. Delhi is in second, also with a record of 7-1. One league loss to Sydney. So Sydney owns the head-to-head tiebreaker there. But Delhi, another team at 7-1. Third place is Green. That's a 6-1 record there for Green. Their only loss on the season is to Walton. They have done a very nice job beating Sydney, as well as some of the other big teams across the board here. But they have a very tough schedule down the stretch, as they will have to play at BG. They have to play Unadilla Valley. They have to play Delhi and a makeup game with Afton on the 31st. We saw Afton the other night. They're tough. So Green in third place at 6-1. They have a tough schedule coming forward. Unadilla Valley comes in with a record of 6-2 into tonight's contest, where they are hosting Oxford there over at UV. Their losses are to Sydney by 1 point. That was a crazy game we did on CDO. And they lost to Delhi. I believe that game was under 10 points, though. So UV has played everybody tough. They end up with Oxford, Green, and BG down the stretch. Unitigo here tonight with a record of 4-4 in the MAC. They're in fifth place, but they have 3 straight losses here after rattling off 4 straight wins in a row. But they have a favorable schedule down the stretch after they get through this contest tonight against Sydney. They play at Hancock, who is struggling so far this year. They play at Afton, which is a tough one because Afton is hit or miss. Some nights it appears that they are just hitting their shots, and they can be a team that can certainly be a sleeper. But Unitigo has gone through the strength of the schedule in terms of playing Delhi, Green, Walton, UV, and those schools. Sixth place is Walton. They come in off that loss against Delhi, or against Afton, excuse me. That drops their record to 4-4. That was a huge loss against Afton there the other night, 76-73. A heartbreaker for Walton there in sixth place. In seventh place is BG. They finish up with Green, Sydney, and UV, so the schedule not favorable for the Bobcats, but they're in seventh at 4-4. And then we round out with Deposit at 2-6. They're in eighth place. Harpersville is 2-6 in ninth place. Afton is 2-5 in 10th place, and they have to play Harpersville, Oxford, and Unitigo down the stretch. And in 11th place is Hancock. Oxford will be in 11th place, and Hancock will be in 12th place. So really, in terms of looking at the four teams that might get in to the final four that will have a chance to go to SUNY Oneonta on the 14th, right now you're looking at Sydney in first, you're looking at Delhi in second, Green in third, UV in fourth, and then coming right up is Unitigo, Walton, and BG, all with records of 4-4, that if some crazy things happen down the stretch could maybe push into that fourth place spot. But right now, Sydney, Green, and Delhi all looking like they have great chances if they can continue down the stretch, all these teams with 3 games left to go in the regular season. So this is the update on the boys' standings, and we'll try to have an update for you on the girls' standings tomorrow as well. And again, a big thank you to Greg Warren, the athletic director over at BG, as he's able to print off these and get them to us about once a week. And it's huge this time of year. I always have people coming up to me saying, hey, who's in this spot? Who's in this spot? Who's going to make it? So big thank you to Greg Warren over there at Bainbridge Guilford. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get you set for the second half. Our halftime report, of course, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 5-6-3 Heat. At the half, we're tied. Unitigo and Sidney Boys tied at 24. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back as we get set for the start of the third quarter here, folks. Nate Lull with you live here tonight on WCDO. Also, thanks to our listeners on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Sydney will get the ball to start the second half as they go right to left here. They're in the maroon and white road uniforms. Unitigo's in the white and the green home uniforms here tonight. Third quarter underway. And more zone here tonight from Unitigo to start the second half. Nick Mino says, I don't care about that zone. Steps in from the foul line and hits, and he's into double digits. He's now got 10 points. And Sydney leads 26-24. Looked very confident, just stepping in and hitting a shot there. Here's Unitigo going left to right. Here's Jared Jones, a little 360. Pulls up, gets it back out for Kyle Spaulding. Left side, his shot was deflected. Winchester down with the rebound. Winchester, his own dribble drive, up and good. Shot was altered there. Altered, he had to go up and over Wyatt McKee. But he still makes it. He's got a game-high 16 points. 7:05 to go, third quarter. And here is Mino. Student section for Unitigo getting into it on that far side, trying to get some chance going here. Green to Mino as they continue to work it around. 6:55 to go, third quarter. Here's Mino, dribble drive, a good fake, off the glass, no good. McKee pulls it down, tries to go up, and we'll have a jump ball. And possession arrow gives it back to Unitigo as we're tied at 26. Wyatt McKee has absolutely owned the boards here tonight for Sydney. Sat for a little bit of the second quarter. I think head coach Mike Brzee maybe would like to see a little more offense out of him as he has some great second chances, as he has done a great job on the boards. And here's a steal for Sydney. Alex Hoskins tries to go coast to coast, and we're going to have a foul on Jared Jones as Hoskins tried to go for the left-handed layup. Jones got a piece of it. Of course, Unitigo thought it was all ball, and Sydney knows that was a foul. So 6:35 to go, third quarter, second foul of the night there on Jones. And Hoskins will step to the charity stripe here for Sydney. Hoskins with 2 points on the night, but he's been very active on both ends of the floor. So we're tied at 26, 6:35 to go, third quarter. Here's Hoskins to the line. First shot is up off the back rim. No good for Alex Hoskins. And we saw Sydney shoot very well in that 70-43 win over Afton 2 weeks ago. Tonight, struggling a little bit more here on the road. Second shot, though, is up and good for Alex Hoskins. He now has three. And here is Jared Jones walking the ball up the floor here against some tight man-to-man pressure here for Sydney on Unitigo. And Zach Green is closely shadowing Tanner Winchester as it's Sydney with a 27-26 lead. Here's Winchester down low, reverse layup, up and in. He's got 18. He wanted that ball, called for it on the left low block, did a little spin, got to the right block, up and under, and it's good. So Unitigo leads 28-27 with 6:05 to go, third quarter. Here's Trey Larson, jumper left side, no good. Alex Hoskins, the rebound, puts it up and in. Hoskins now has five, and Sidney reclaims the lead, 29-28, and now a steal by Hoskins. Hoskins with the ball, back for Mino, pump fakes on the three, dribble drive, his own reverse layup, can't get it to fall, but he's fouled. Nick Mino with 10, he'll go to the line, and he is the energy here for this Sidney squad. He's the guy that's up, he's the rah-rah guy, cheering, giving his teammates high fives, and as he goes, I think Sidney goes sometimes. 5:47 to go, third quarter. Mino to the line. Sidney leads 29-28. Mino's first foul shot is up and good. We know he's an excellent foul shooter. 12 for 12 on a road victory the other night at Delhi. Second shot coming here for Mino. This one is up, off the back rim, no good. It's a broadcaster's curse. I'll have to apologize to Nick Mino. And I did it to Tanner Winchester earlier as Mino misses the second one. And so it's a 30-28 lead. And here's Winchester, top of the key. And that one is good. Stepped into the foul line. He hits it. Winchester's got 20 of the 30 points here for Unitego. We're tied up 30-30 with 5:25 to go, third quarter. Here's Mino across for Green. Three ball is good. Zach Green from downtown. That's his third three-pointer. He's got nine. And Sidney now leads 33-30. Here's Jones for Beams. Dribble drive, one-on-one there against Wyatt McKee. McKee slaps it out of bounds. Possession remains here with Unitego. 5:11 to go, third quarter, and it's 33-30. Winchester will inbounds the ball on the right block for Unitego. Gets it into the corner and back up top for Jared Jones, left side. Back for Winchester from downtown. This one off the mark, no good. Just didn't quite have enough air underneath it. And Mino scoops up the loose change. He'll walk it up the floor. Looks over to the bench to get the offensive call here. Unitego sticking with this zone. More of a 2-3 now, but very active. Stepping out on the wings as well. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Mino pulls up. Tries to go from downtown. Off the mark, no good. And a rebound for Kyle Spalding. Spalding down the left wing. Dribble drive all the way to the hole, and good. Kyle Spalding now with 7. He just got enough room to get around Trey Larson. Puts it up and in. So Sidney leads 33-32. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Gets it to McKee. McKee bulls his way to the rim here. Blocked down, comes down with it, will have a jump ball. I think McKee was looking for some contact there. Didn't get it. Sidney fans want a foul on that. There was a lot of physical play underneath there, but instead we get the jump ball. Possession remains with Sidney. Mino will inbounds it from the right block here as Sidney goes right to left. They get the ball in here to Zach Green. Back out for Hoskins. Into the paint. Out for Mino. Thought about a three. Pulls it down. Across for Green. He's hot from downtown. He's got three tonight. Ball is on the floor now as the entry pass goes into Trey Larson. Jump ball, and this time the arrow favors Unitego. 4:09 to go, third quarter. Sidney leads 33-32. Well, it seems like every time we're in this Unitego gym, we are treated to a very close ball game. Tonight is the same, but Unitego, after getting that possession arrow call, is going to turn it right back over as they inbound the ball there to Kyle Spalding, and he stepped on the line on the far side after Sidney brought some pressure. It's a 4:05 to go in the third, 33-32. Sidney with the ball, and they'll send it into the backcourt here for Mino. He'll set up the offense here for the Warriors, who are going right to left in the maroon and white tonight. Mino to the far side for Larson. Larson picks up his dribble. Back up top for Green, reverses for Hoskins. Here's Mino running the baseline, left side, pulls it back out, tries to drive into the paint, little floater. This one off the mark, no good. And a rebound for Wyatt McKee, and he has owned the glass here tonight for Sidney. Back up for Green, and now to Mino. Fresh shot clock, he's going to call out a play, directing traffic. The quarterback here, the offense, you could say, for Sidney. Far side for Green. Entry into the high post is slapped out of there, and Unitego comes away with the ball. Here's Beadle all the way to the tin, up and good, and he's fouled. Braden Beadle now with 7 points. It's still just three guys who have scored for Unitego. Nick Mino with the foul. Tried to hustle back there in transition, but Unitego retakes the lead, 34-33. Spalding has 7, Beadle has 7, and Winchester has 20 here for the Spartans. Beadle to the line, his first shot, no good. Rimmed out. So he was trying for the and one there, so it was only going to be one shot. So it remains a one-point game. Unitego on top, 34-33. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Hoskins left side, back up for Mino. Entry pass to McKee and back out to Hoskins. Wide open for three, off the mark, no good. Sidney having some trouble trying to get some shots to fall here in this third quarter. Mino with a fresh shot clock. Dribbles in between the legs. One-handed pass over to Hoskins. Into the lane. Back out for Green. Looking for another one. This one off the mark. No good. Trey Larson a rebound. And he drives up. This one off the mark. No good as he misses the right-handed layup from in close. And Unitigo finally gets a rebound. Winchester right side. Spartans going left to right. Winchester, floater in the lane, can't get it to go. Mino picks up the loose change. Here's Mino, coast to coast for Sydney. Puts on the brakes and now pulls up and will set up the offense here for Sydney. Mino looking to work it around. Sydney trails 34-33. 2:20 to go, third quarter. A lot of lead changes here, folks, tonight. Sydney working it around, 15 on the shot clock. Again, into the low post here, left block for Hoskins up off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Wyatt McKee and back out to Mino. Deep three ball for him off the back iron, no good. And Sydney doing a great job on the boards, but they just can't buy a shot at the moment. Here's Unitigo back the other way for Winchester. Floats in the air, blocked by Hoskins and Mino. Kind of a team effort on that one. Mino wants to run again. Far side for Green. Green has to pull up. Unitigo nicely back on defense. 1:45 to go, third quarter. Great contest here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us. Here's Green, top of the key, three-pointer, died on the front rim, no good. We'll have a foul on the rebound, and this one will be on Sydney. And this will be the third foul here on Alex Hoskins of Sydney. And that was just a hustle play. Everybody going for the rebound. They get Hoskins there for the foul. And Mike Brzee will take him out. He'll head to the bench. Kyle Smith is going to come back into the game here for Sydney with 1:37 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leading by 1 point here, 34-33. And low scoring third quarter here as Unitigo has outscored Sydney 10-9 in the period. And here is Jared Jones. Dribble drive, throws up a shot. Doesn't draw iron there. And Mino, another rebound here for Sydney. Trying to go coast to coast again. Throws it up. Tries a floater from the right baseline. No good. We'll have a foul as the ball came back down. And this one again on Sydney. Wyatt McKee is called for the foul here. Sydney a little frustrated at the moment. Unitigo going to the bench for head coach Cal Locke. Jared Smith will come in for Kyle Spaulding. Good move here to get Spaulding a little breather at the end of the quarter. 1:15 to go in the third, and Unitigo gets the ball in. They go left to right in the home white with the green trim. Bringing the ball up the floor here is Kyle Spaulding. The far side, here's Winchester. Winchester with the jumper. He can't get it to go. And a rebound for Trey Larson. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. And Sydney still trailing by one. 34-33. Here's Mino with the ball as Sydney in the maroon and the white going right to left. And here is Kyle Smith. Floats one across the zone there for Mino. A very active 2-3 here for Unitigo. Not afraid to come way out and challenge the guards. Winchester and Beadle at the top of the zone at the moment. Left corner here for Mino. Baseline three-pointer is good, and Mino now has 14. Team high for Sydney. They lost him on the baseline. He got the shot to go. Sydney leads 36-34. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Shot clock is off, and Unitigo, it looks like, will play for the last shot. They get the ball into Winchester's hands with 10 to go. Winchester to the far side. Had his pocket picked there by Kyle Smith, but he just knocked it out of bounds. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Winchester's going to inbound the ball directly in front of the Unitigo bench. Looking to get it in, doesn't have a lot of options. Gets it to Jared Jones. Jones, a dribble drive, turnaround shot. This one dies on the back rim, no good. And that will do it for the third quarter. Sydney leads 36-34, 8 minutes left to decide this one. Stay tuned, we're going to have a great finish here tonight. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service.
At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO. Sydney and Unitigo boys tonight. Close game here as Sydney leads by two. 36-34 to start the fourth quarter. Sydney has the ball going right to left. They're in their own offensive end of the floor. Here's Nick Mino for a three. They left him alone. He got it. Mino from that left side buries a three. He's got 17. And Sydney leads 39-34, biggest lead of the game here for the Warriors. Unitigo has some work to do here in the fourth quarter. They've played two very close games that they've lost to Harpersville and Green over the last week. Looking to right the ship here tonight. Dawson Wilsey to the line. Misses it as he goes up for the right-handed layup. He's fouled, and now we'll head to the charity stripe. So Dawson Wilsey, just a freshman. Moved him up from JV because of the low numbers that Unitigo had. And he has done a very nice job since stepping in. So here is Will C to the line. Misses the first one. 39-34. Still the score. Wyatt McKee comes to the bench, and Alex Hoskins comes in. He's got three fouls. He'll have to be careful. And Wyatt McKee heads to the bench because he's got four. So Sydney in a little foul trouble. Will C's second shot no good. Trey Larson with the rebound. It remains a Sydney lead. 39-34. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Live here tonight from Unitigo High School. Here is Mino. Drops one off for Zach Green. And Sydney now just eating some clock. Here's Green. Top of the key for Kyle Smith. Working it around this zone. Now for Mino. And back up top for Smith. For Green. They try to work it inside. And it's stolen away by Unitigo. Here's Spalding. Trying to go coast to coast. Lays one up. Off the mark. No good. And Sydney comes down with the rebound. Stolen back by Derek Beams. Up and good. Derek Beams, his first 2 points of the night. The big man just picked the guard's pocket, stole it, went up, and gets the right-handed layup. And it's 39-36. Good play there by the junior, Derek Beams, standing 6'4". 6.5 to go. Sydney with the ball going right to left. They lead by three, 39-36. Mino, top of the key for Kyle Smith. Back for Mino. Thought about a three. Thought better of it. Now he's going to step in. He wants it this time. Shoots. This one off the front rim, no good. Beams a rebound, and we'll have a foul as Beams brought it down. This one will be on Kyle Smith. So here's the foul situation team-wise. This will be the fifth team foul on Sydney and only two on Unitigo. Something to keep note of in this close game for free throws coming down the stretch. Unitigo with the ball in the white and the green here on their home floor tonight. They go left to right. Here's Kyle Spalding with the ball. Puts his back to the basket, now pulls it out, finds Winchester, top of the key. Winchester to the left side, closely guarded here by Zach Green. Winchester passes back off for Spalding, down to the right block here for Beams. Very aggressive, goes inside, misses the layup, but a rebound chance up and in for Winchester. He just wanted it more than everybody there, and he gets it to go. It's 39-38. Unitigo crawling right back out of that hole. It's a one-point ball game. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Back up top here for Nick Mino to Larson. Dribble, drive, and he traveled. Tried the jump step and jumped one too many times. Possession right back to Unitigo. Can they regain the lead? Some starters coming back in for the Spartans, I should say. They have the starting five back out onto the floor. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. 39-38. Sydney on the road in boys' MAC action tonight with the lead. Here's Jared Jones, gets to half court. And we're going to have a little change here on the shot clock. Referees wanted a few extra seconds ticked off there, saying it wasn't started soon enough. So we'll have a whistle, and now back underway as the shot clock situation rectified. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo with the ball going left to right. They trail by one. They get it to Jared Jones, left corner. Back up to Kyle Spalding. Spalding looking for some room against this Sydney man-to-man defense. It's been suffocating. To the baseline here for Winchester. Goes in. Gets it for Beams. Up and in. Passes one off for Derek Beams. Beams goes up over the trees, puts it in, and Unitigo with a 40-39 lead. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Student sections for both schools getting into it here. Great atmosphere tonight. Mino, top of the key for Sydney. Dribble drive to the left side. Now for Kyle Smith, seeing some big minutes. The sophomore in there for Sydney. Smith, back for Green, who's closely guarded. They don't want to let him get off another three. All of his points tonight have been on three-pointers. He's had three of them. Here's Mino with the shot clock winding down. Baseline jumper left side, no good. Sydney, another rebound. Back out for Green. He buries it. Zach Green, he's got 12. Fourth three-pointer of the night. And it's going to be a timeout here for Unitigo. Unitigo played great defense there. Sydney just got the second chance opportunity. They put it in. 42-40. Sydney on top with 4:18 to go. We'll be right back here on CDO Sports.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Unitigo with the ball going left to right. 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney, boys with a two-point lead. Winchester with the ball. Back out for Jared Jones here. Boys MAC action tonight from Unitigo High School. Derek Beams threw his hands out of bounds for Unitigo and possession back to Sydney with 4 minutes exactly to go here, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 42-40. They're in first place in the MAC standings right now, trying to hold on to that. Unitigo is sitting in fifth, and they need a win here to stay close to the top four in the standings, which will head to the playoffs in just a couple of weeks. And here is Zach Green. As Sydney goes right to left, they're putting Mino more on the wing now, I think, to try to get him some more looks. He'll get one here, right side, closely guarded, though, on the zone by Unitigo. Green with the ball, back up top for Trey Larson. Four on the shot clock for Mino. He's going to try a fall-away jumper. This one rattles out, almost went down. It was about halfway. Ball pops out. Winchester with the rebound, brings it down with 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Dribble drive, but a foul on the play as Winchester drives to the hole. So this will be the sixth team foul here on Sydney. Unitigo only with two. So one more will be in the 1-1. Good position to be in if you're Unitigo. 3:19 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 42-40. Winchester from the left block underneath will inbounds the ball. Gets it in for Beams. Tries to go straight up. He's fouled, though, by Wyatt McKee. That's going to be five. I believe this is five on Wyatt McKee, who's probably Sydney's best rebounder. Beams is going to go to the line. Let's see how many. Yes, this is five on Wyatt McKee. So McKee with 2 points tonight. He has been a monster on the glass, but that's a frustrating one. He was trying to play straight-up defense there on Derek Beams, but he gets called for the foul. And so he heads to the line. So that makes Sydney a little smaller here as Hoskins will check into the game. Now you pretty much have to rely on Trey Larson to be your big man. 3:16 to go, fourth quarter. Let's see how the chess match begins here between Sydney and Unitigo. As here is Beams to the line. First one off the rim, no good for Derek Beams. He's got four tonight, and these are all big buckets. 3:16 to go, fourth quarter. Beams for shot number two for Unitigo. Up and good, so it's a one-point ball game. Beams with five. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney boys on top on the road here at Unitego by one. 42-41. Ball at half court. Here's Mino. Left side. Left-handed floater. No good. Jared Jones, a rebound for the Spartans. Tries a long pass ahead. Ill-advised, and it's picked off here by Sydney at half court. But then Winchester comes in and tries to make a steal of his own, but he's going to get the foul called on him as he goes up against Zach Green. 2:56 to go, fourth quarter. Zach Green a little slow to get up, but now he is. We've seen him turn his ankle twice in recent weeks. Appears to be okay, though, as he looks over to the bench. First foul of the night there on Winchester. Here's the team foul situation. 7 for Sydney, 3 for Unitego, and Sydney wants a timeout. 2:56 to go, fourth quarter. We'll step away. 42-41, Sydney on top. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO Sports.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:56, folks, to go here, fourth quarter. Sydney boys on the road at Unitego. They lead 42-41. Can't ask for a much better finish than I think we're going to have here tonight. We've had some great games here on CDO this year. Close ball games. That's all you can ask for sometimes. And looks like we're going to have another close one here tonight. Sydney trying to hold on to first place in the boys' MAC standings. So here is Nick Mino going right to left for Sydney. Right wing side pulls up, jumper. This one's short, no good. Hoskins for Sydney with the rebound, but he gets tied up with Beams. Possession arrow gives it back to Unitego. So Hoskins made a nice rebound there, but he just brought it down a little too low, and Beams was able to get his hands on it, tied up. 2:43 to go, fourth quarter. 42-41 to score. Sydney on top. Unitego with the ball. Going left to right. Unitego gets it to half court with Beadle. Now finds Spalding. Winchester trying to go inside and post up. Now he'll pull back out. Tries a dribble drive for Beams. Beams into the paint. Little up and under off the glass. No good. Hoskins a rebound. Sydney with the ball. They still lead by one. 42-41. 2:20 to go in the fourth. Here's Mino. Mino has 17 tonight to lead Sydney. Dribble drive. He gets around Braden Beadle all the way to the hole. This one can't go down. Did everything but finish, and that one just rolled off the rim. Sydney can't get a roll. 2:05 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Kyle Spalding back out for Beams to the hole. This one goes down. Beams now with 7. 1:55 to go in the fourth. And Unitego leads 43-42, gunning for the upset here tonight against Sydney. Here's Mino. You want him with the ball for Trey Larson now. Larson back for Green. He's got 4 3-pointers on the night. Dribble drive, pulls it in for Hoskins. Down low, his bounce pass was too hard for Larson, but he pulls it back in and scores. Larson somehow corralled it, went up, and he gets the bucket. It's 44-43 with 90 seconds to go in the game. Winchester now with the ball for Unitego. Ahead for Beams. Drives in. He's fouled as he goes up for the layup, and he'll go to the line. Great pass there from Winchester at half court. Good vision to find Beams, who will head to the line to shoot 1-1 now for Unitego. So here's the situation. Sydney leads 44-43 with a minute 24 to go, fourth quarter. Minute 24 to go. Derek Beams to the line for Unitego. First shot up off the mark. No good. Beams looking for the second one, but Unitego is going to take a timeout here with head coach Cal Locke. 1:24 to go. It's Sydney leading by one, 44-43. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Well, folks, if you're Unitigo, you've lost two straight games that have come right down to the wire. They lost by one to Harpersville and by three in overtime on Friday at Green. So they're used to being in these ball games, and here we go. 1:24 to go, fourth quarter. They trail by one. Here's Derek Beams to the line, trying to tie it up for Unitigo. Shot is up and gets the roll. He's got eight. And we're tied at 44. Mino with the ball. Sydney going right to left. Mino with some good pressure here. And defense from Unitigo's Braden Beadle. Unitigo has switched it up to man-to-man now. Here's Winchester guarding Green. Green to the left side. Winchester steps out on him. Green trying to find himself some space. Gets it loose for Larson. Down and low here for Kyle Smith. Up and in. Count the basket here for Sydney. Kyle Smith, his first 2 points of the night, and he's going for the three-point play. The sophomore off the bench found himself down low, went to the baseline and put it in. So it's 46-44. Big bucket there for Sydney with 1:03 to go. And here's the free throw. This one is up off the mark, no good. Ball is loose on the floor, and Beams is going to come down with it, but he's tied up, and possession goes back to Sydney. The guy from the line, it was Kyle Smith, was able to get his hands on the ball there against Beams. And now we're going to have a timeout here from Unitigo. 1:03 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney will have the ball when we come back. They lead 46-44. We'll step away for 30. I'm Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel. 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here, CDO Sports Tonight. Also, thanks for joining us, WCDOsports.com. 1:03 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball. They'll be underneath their own basket. They lead 46-44 on a layup by sophomore Kyle Smith, his first 2 points of the night. He missed the free throw, but then he got tied up with Derek Beams, caused a jump ball, and that gave the possession back to Sydney. So 1:03 to go, fourth quarter, and it looks like Nick Mino will inbound the ball on the left block as Sydney goes right to left. They have the ball underneath the basket. Mino getting some instructions here from the referee crew. Mino will inbound. Looks like Unitigo is going to stick in the man-to-man. Sydney trying to get the ball in. They get it in to Kyle Smith. He dribbles out. 1 minute to go. Hits it on the clock. Now for Mino on the right side, directing traffic back up here for Green. Back to Mino. He's directly in front of the Unitigo student section as they holler and whistle at him. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. And Sydney leads 46-44. They are content to eat some clock here. Here is Kyle Smith to the left side for Larson. Now for Mino. Three ball left side. It's good. Nick Mino now with 20. And that was a huge three-pointer for Sydney. They lead 49-44. 31 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here. 31 seconds to go. And Mike Brzee just had to pull his guys over onto the bench. They were celebrating pretty hard. He said, you got to sit down. We got 31 seconds left in this ball game here. He's saying right now, he's saying relax. 31 seconds to go, but a huge three-pointer there for Nick Mino. He's got 20 points tonight. And Sydney leads 49-44 with 31 seconds to go. Unitigo needed a stop there. And Mino just found himself in the corner, and the Spartans were right on him, hand in the face. And Mino was just able to rise up and hit it. We've talked about it tonight. He's got that energy. And he hasn't been able to hit here in the second half as regularly as he was in the first, but that was the big one. Big-time player making a big-time shot. So Mino has 20 to lead Sydney. And Tanner Winchester, his usual self, on the other side for Unitigo. He's got 22. And let's see what Cal Locke can draw up in the timeout here for the Spartans. Boy, for Unitigo, do you go for the quick two and a steal? Do you try to hit a three? Let's see what the philosophy is here for the Spartans. 31 seconds to go on the clock. Of course, Sydney's going to pull a little full-court press here. So they'll get the ball into Braden Beadle. He's got to pull it up quickly here for Unitigo. He gets to half court. Beadle now passing to the far side for Kyle Spaulding. He'll throw up a three. This one off the mark, no good. Hoskins pulls it down for Sydney. Unitigo's got to try to foul. But Sydney moving the ball quickly in the backcourt. Finally, Mino is fouled with 16 seconds left. And Nick Mino will have a chance here. Actually, no, he won't, because it's only the fourth team foul there on Sydney. So Sydney will just inbounds on that far side. It's Sydney with 18 fouls and 5 team fouls, as they'll quickly foul Mino here. And this is what I was starting to get at, as it looks like Unitigo is just going to have to continue to foul to put Mino on the line, as that was the 16th foul. So the 7th will be coming up if they can get the ball in smoothly here. This time they'll get it to Kyle Smith. They foul him. 13 seconds left on the clock. What a close back and forth game here tonight. Sydney trying to hold on to first place in the MAC standings. And it will be Kyle Smith going to the line. And if you're Unitigo and you had to foul somebody, you'd rather foul Smith than Mino, who we know can be clutch from the foul line in that big win they had over Delhi last week. So here is Smith, the 1-1, off the mark, no good. Winchester pulls down the rebound, 12 seconds left on the clock. Can he pull up and hit a three? Winchester from downtown, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Sydney, and the foul goes to Trey Larson, and he'll go to the line. So Winchester got a deep look at it, couldn't get it to go. 5 seconds left, and it appears that Sydney might be able to sneak out of here and improve their record to 8-1 and remain in first place. This is what you need to do, is win these games on the road. 49-44. Trey Larson to the line now for Sydney. Larson's first shot is up and in. Trey Larson now with 9. Sydney leads 50-44. This looks like it'll be the third straight very close loss here for Unitigo. Just another tough pill to swallow. Second shot is up and good for Trey Larson. He's got 10. 5 seconds left, and Sydney is going to win this ball game tonight, 51-44. Big win on the road here, led by Nick Mino's 20 points. That's the final here tonight. We'll have our post-game show coming up as both teams go through, shake hands. A lot of love between these two teams. As much as the rivalry is there, there's a lot of love too. So Sydney wins tonight at Unitigo, 51-44. We'll be right back with the post-game show. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Final score here tonight from Unitigo High School, 51-44. Sydney pulls off a big road victory. They improved to 8-1 in the MAC. Their only loss was to Green early in the season. They remain in first place here tonight. And you can see, we talked a little bit about it here. You see Sydney and Unitigo back and forth all game. But right now, guys out on the court taking pictures with each other. A lot of great fan interaction here tonight. The Unitigo students coordinating a whiteout effort. So they're all taking some pictures. A lot of hugs and high fives. Good to see such great sportsmanship out here between these two clubs. Let's go through our scoring summary here tonight. First for Sydney, they're led by 20 points from Nick Mino, including that last three ball, which was an absolute dagger here tonight. Kyle Smith finishes with two, but those were a big two for Sydney down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Alex Hoskins with five, Wyatt McKee with two, Zach Green with 12 tonight for Sydney, and Trey Larson for 10. So three guys in double figures tonight for the Sydney Warriors. On the other side for Unitigo, they are led by 22 points, a game high for Tanner Winchester. That's 8 for Derek Beams, 7 for Kyle Spaulding, and 7 for Braden Beadle. Again, the final score, 51-44, Sydney winning. Let's do our three awards here tonight. We'll do our Outstanding Offense Award first, brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Nick Mino here tonight. He scores a team-high 20 points, hit the shots when he needed to, and really that was the go-to guy tonight for Sydney. Nick Mino, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that to Zach Green tonight of Sydney. He was stuck with the tall task at many times of guarding Tanner Winchester one-on-one. Thought he did a nice job. Also had 12 points on 4 three-pointers. Zach Green, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. The ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. Of course, ACCO Brands in Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Tanner Winchester from Unitigo, our award winner tonight for the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. He really did it all tonight. He was much more aggressive than I think we've seen him in other games we've done here on the radio this season. Was willing to get to the hoop tonight, made some acrobatic shots, stepped outside, made three-pointers, just did it all. Made steals, brought the ball up against the pressure that Sydney was bringing. As always, he deserves this award tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award to Tanner Winchester of Sydney. Again, our final score, 51-44. Sydney wins on the road over Unitigo. We'll be right back here tomorrow night when the Sydney and Unitigo girls will battle it out here. 7 o'clock will be our pregame show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara with a 7:15 tip-off. Can't wait for that. It's going to be a fun week here on CDO. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. Again, Sydney wins tonight. Boys, MAC action. They remain 8-1, and in first place, they win over Unitigo 51-44. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.